It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? This is heavy. Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor, glad to be with you. Oh, I brought that heavy machine to show you. Right over here. It's a kind of a typewriter, this machine is. See the letters up here? The type. There's an O. There's an M. All the letters of the alphabet there. But it's a special typewriter because it's used to type the words that some newscasters speak when they're talking on television. And it types it very large so they can see it far away. I don't have the proper paper for it. I asked Mr. McFeely if he'd deliver that paper for me. So he'll probably bring it a little later. But you see here the letters that you press down like a typewriter. And then, for instance, if I would press this M down here, then this M would fly up like that and type. Well, I'll show you that later. You know, I think it's great to have a place that you can be together with somebody. You know, I call this my television house because I come here each day to visit with you. Do you like to have a place of your own where you can be by yourself or one of your friends? I like to have a place of my own, a place where I can be by myself when I want to think and play by myself. I like to have a place of my own. I like to have a place of my own, a step on a staircase, a drawer or a chair, a corner, a spot anywhere, a place I can call my own. Dishes have places, so do pots and pans, beds and bathtubs, shoes and socks, they all have their places. Tables have places, so do faces and hands. Houses have places, keys have locks. I like to have a place of my own, a place where I can be by myself when I want to play and think by myself. I like to have a place of my own. That's why I brought this machine to show you today. You know, children are often very interested in machines that grown-ups use, especially the grown-ups that they like very well. But when the machines belong to grown-ups, children need to have the grown-ups there to show them about them. Yeah. Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely now. Would you look at the window, please? See if it is he. Mr. McFeely? Hi, Mr. McFeely. Come in.
Good day to you.
You have the paper?
Here is the typewriter paper.
You bring it in.
All Alrighty.
Will you help me with them?
I sure will. Let's see. Do you mind if I use that stool?
Not at all.
Alrighty.
This is what it looks like. See? Oh, my. It's special. All together, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a special kind of paper for a special typewriter.
Okay.
Now, let me see. Well, first of all, I should put the box on the floor here. Get it lined up. Then, you see, this is two pieces of paper here.
Oh, it makes a carbon copy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And in order to keep those together so it goes in the typewriter, right, we have to get a stapler. Do you have a stapler?
Yes, I do.
All righty.
Somewhere here.
Okay, now we'll put a staple right there. And one over here. That should do it. Now you pull this bracket up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first step. And then there's another bracket here. That comes up. And then these brackets come up. One on this side. Could you pull that one up?
Okay.
Yep. Now the paper is fed in the back. Like this. Maybe you could turn the roller and it'll... Now I'll push the paper. You see, it catches onto these prongs over here, right?
Going to...
Holes, right. It's that side. We'll just... Is it even there? Mm-hmm. Now just keep turning it. All right, now you can push these down, right? Then this bracket fits in back here. Like so. Just like that.
Now what?
Now...
Keep turning it?
Keep turning it, right. Just gonna make sure it's straight here. Turning. We have to make it all the way up here.
Oh.
We'll put it in here. Just keep turning. I think we have to go another whole page there.
Just that.
Yeah, maybe pass this one line down here. That should be it. Now we're all set to type. Now, the next step is, of course, this is an electric typewriter, so we should plug it in.
Oh, yeah. I know what I want to type.
You
already.
Do? Mm-hmm. There's a switch over here.
Okay.
Oh, just operate like a normal typewriter. Speedy delivery.
That's what it says.
A speedy delivery right back. Carriage return.
Okay. Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely's my name.
It certainly is.
I learned that from Francois Clemens one day.
I really appreciate your bringing this to me.
Well, you're welcome. Have you seen Francois Clemens lately?
No, because he's been out of town for several days.
Oh, out of town? Well, I wonder, because I haven't seen him around town.
Well, I've been checking on his place while he's gone, just taking care of things mm-hmm. there. I think maybe I'll go over and do that now.
Well, I have an idea. And...
What? You mean you want to type?
Yep.
Okay.
Just one. All righty, now, let me see. Turn it back, and...
I'll give you... Plenty of room. Here.
Plenty of room. Alrighty. Well, here's my message.
What is it?
Begin with. You see here. It's on here. There we go.
Let's go.
And right. Here is.
What's that?
There are footsteps. Speedy delivery footsteps on our way.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, maybe we'll turn it off. I think we forgot to turn it off. Now we're all set.
Come back to this in a little bit.
Fancy typewriter, isn't it?
It certainly is. Let's call it teleprompter typewriter.
Teleprompter typewriter, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
This is the key to his place. He entrusted it to me. You want to come in with me?
No, I have a delivery. Oh, speaking of deliveries, could you just sign for the typewriter paper, please?
Oh, sure.
Right on the dotted line. Thank you very much, and a speedy delivery to you, and see you around the neighborhood.
Good day to you, Mr.
Good
McFeely.
Day, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on, let's go inside. looks fine here. We won't touch these, because the only thing that Mr. Clemens really said that we could use was the piano. So that's what we'll use. Just try it. A place you can call your own. Well, this is a place that he calls his own. I'm glad that we could help him take care of it. Let's look at those pictures. Oh, here's one of him. Recognize him? Francois Clemens. Looks like he's singing there, doesn't he? And down here is a picture of an orchestra. I wonder if he was singing with that orchestra one day. What about these people over here? I think you know every one of them. Mr. Clemens. You know who that is? Mrs. McFeely, Mr. McFeely. Here's one of Yosh. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Can I help you?
Yes, is this the voice lesson place?
Yes, it is, but Mr. Clemens is the teacher here, and he's out of town.
I was interested in taking some lessons. When will he be back?
Sometime later this week, I think. Could I leave a note for him, maybe?
Yes, if you would, please. I'll leave my name and phone number, and if he can call me, I would appreciate it very much.
Fine.
I hear he's a very good teacher.
He's a very good friend, and he has a way of making you want to sing.
That's the best kind of teacher. Well, here's my name and phone, and...
Good, Mr. Delgado. I'm sure he'll get in touch with you when he gets back.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Goodbye. Gentleman going to take some lessons? Sounds as if he has a good voice already. But you know, people who sing, people who do all sorts of things, still keep on learning. Yeah. Like Yoshi. Yoshi Ito. She still coaches with people. Still training her voice to get better and better. In the same way with this man. Do you know who that is? That's Reardon. Yes, he's the man, you know, that we often think about in the neighborhood of make-believe as making up operas. Yeah. He still takes lessons in singing. Yes. Whenever you want to be very good, you keep on learning and learning and perfecting what you already know. Why don't we think about Reardon and Yoshi in the neighborhood of make-believe today? Both of them, Reardon and Yoshi Ito.
But I could never fly the plane without you, Miss Ito.
But I've got to take some time off, Edgar. I'm sure you understand.
Oh, I hope the king will understand.
I hope so, too.
Cook, Miss Ito, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You wish to see me, Miss Ito?
Yes, King Friday. I need to ask you something.
Yes?
I need to ask you,
Yes? Take heart, Miss Ito, take heart.
I need to ask you for some time off.
Time off?
Well, you see, I need to take some time away from flying your airplane, Your Majesty.
Are you not satisfied with your work?
Oh, it's not that.
Do you not like my airplane?
Of course I do. It's not that either.
Are people not being nice to you here in make-believe?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Everybody's been so nice to me. It's just that I,
Well, why do you want to go away, then?
I would like to continue my opera studies, Your Majesty.
Opera studies? Why, you could do that right here.
Right here? How?
Have you ever heard of John Reardon of the Metropolitan Opera Company?
Of course! He's one of the all-time greats.
Well, I could get him to teach you.
You mean John Reardon to give me lessons?
Yes, of course. Hand me the telephone. Hand me the telephone. I'll call him.
Of course. Sure, yeah. Sorry, Edgar.
Oh, no. Hello, Polificate. Please connect me with Reardon. Oh, hello, Reardon. That was quick. I'd like you to come here, Reardon. Oh, you needn't worry about that. I have a brand new airplane. Yeah, thank you. So are you. Yoshi Ito will come for you then. Farewell. There.
You sure act fast, King Friday.
Nothing too good for my pilot. Now you may fetch Reardon.
Well, where does he live?
Somewhere in reality. Kindly fetch him. You may help her, Edgar.
I'd be glad to, King Friday. I'll meet you at the plane.
Okay, fine.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh yes. Very nice. How good to be a king. Lovely.
Oh, Handyman Negri, it's you, I presume.
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I was just watching my plane taking off.
Oh. Going for Reardon, are they?
Well, you have a very handy voice.
I'm glad you like my singing, Your Majesty.
I like it very much, Handyman Negri. When was the last time that you were in an opera, Negri?
I have never been in one, Your Highness.
My very own handyman, never in an opera.
I'm ready to be in one if ever you should need me.
Well, of course. Who would you like to be in an opera? And where would you like to live in the opera? And what would you like to do in the opera?
Well, sir. Let's see. I really like to live on the farm in the opera, on the farm in the opera, on the farm in the opera. I'd like to live on the farm in the opera. I really like to live on the farm.
Well, I'll see that you'll live on a farm in the opera, on a farm in the opera, on a farm in the opera. I'll see you'll live on a farm in the opera. I'll see that you will live in the opera.
Oh, sir, thank you very much, sir. I really do appreciate you taking an interest in me like that, sir.
Well, of course, naturally. What would you expect from your king?
Well, I would only expect that, sir, because you are such a handsome king and so well-groomed and so beautifully dressed and...
Yes, well, why don't you sing all that to me after all? It's opera time.
All right, let's see if we can sing about that, sir. You are handsome. You're a king, you are beautifully dressed in a crown of jewels, just like mules, perfectly you are handsome, certainly you're a king.
I think perhaps... I just might sing that with you.
Why don't you, sir?
Very well. I am handsome. I'm a king. I am beautifully dressed in a crown of jewels. excellent. I think we do a good duet.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
You know, we'll see about Reardon and another opera tomorrow. Fine? I am handsome. I'm a king.
What do you feel like doing when you hear music like that? Let's leave Mr. Delgado's card here. France will see that when he comes. Well, let's go back to my place. You and I. All right? I don't have the key. Where did I leave it? Oh, the piano. Phew. I didn't want to lose his key. Come along. Could have rhythm going up steps. Make your own rhythms. Sure. When I was looking for this stapler, I saw some pictures of old operas that we had made up together. See if you remember them. Remember this opera in which Reardon had a hobby horse? He sang, I ride my horse, I ride my horse. I want to ride my hobby horse. He delivered the mail, and Chef Brockett was the covered wagon. His chef's hat looked like the covered wagon, and he made that wheel go round and round. Rolling, 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 rolling rock. And what about this opera? Remember what Reardon was in this opera? An organ grinder. He was singing that he was a failure. And he came to Lady Aberlin's zoo. She took care of the animals, remember? And by the end of the opera, here's the monkey's uncle. And he had discovered that Reardon could make popcorn from his organ grinding box. And so he sang that he wasn't a failure. And I'm not a failure. Remember this opera? Which Francois Clemens and Yoshihito were playing badminton, and they wouldn't let Betty play with them. So Betty asks Lady Elaine Fairchild how to make snow. And she made them into, oops, snow people. Remember? And then Professor Reardon came and was singing about concentrate, you know? And they learned how to concentrate, to think very hard, and with a warm pussycat, they were able to melt the snow. I think I'll just type snow on here. Oh, you know, that sounds like a rhythm. Like that. S-N-O-W, 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 S-N-O-W. That's the way Reardon's name looks when you type it out. Now I'll type Rogers. That's Rogers. Reardon and Rogers. See the difference? Sure. I have another idea. Be back, be back, be back. Be back, be back, be back. That's what I will. I'll be back. I have to go now. I'll get this machine later. Mr. McFeely can help me get the paper out in just the right way. I've enjoyed being with you today. Oh, we have a big week ahead of us. You and I together. Gives me a good feeling to know that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me by just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.